When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So here we are.
Back together again, but this time somewhere new.
I really like where we are.
It's pretty fancy indeed. Do you want to say where we are?
We are at Wilderness, which is in Suffolk. Wilderness Reserve, in fact.
It is so beautiful, and we're currently in my bedroom, which has these amazing green gingham curtains, gorgeous double bed.
There's a silver roll-top bath.
Oh, and lots of flowers. We're here actually with a trip with Fresh Beauty, and it's just been such a treat, hasn't it?
I feel like we've been here for a week, not just... Well, how long have we been here? 8 hours?
Well, the sun is shining. It is comfortably about 23 degrees. I've got hay fever in full bloom, shall we say.
I don't know how comfortable it is. Like, we moan about this hot weather. And I'm a bit hot and bothered.
I'm all right, but I sound a little bit blocked up and stuffy. So please bear with me for that today, because that is your explanation. But I'm excited. Got a lot to say this week.
We have got a lot to say. So this time we're not recording at 1 a.m., quite a lot of people liked that. They said it was quite sultry.
I know, and quite soothing. I felt like we pulled it off. It was very relaxing. It was more of a, maybe you can meditate to that.
I don't think anybody can meditate to the sound of our voices.
No, maybe that's optimistic.
So should we just get on with this week's podcast?
Let's get on with this week's podcast.
So, welcome to The Fringe of It.
Episode number 9. So, Charlotte, what have you been up to this week?
Well, actually, I've not told you this story.
Oh, not another anecdote, I don't know.
I've been walking a pig. I saved stuff for the podcast just so I can hear your reaction.
Of all the things I thought you were going to say, walking a pig was not one of them.
So on Monday, me, my mother-in-law, and one of my sister-in-laws, I have two, I don't know where I put the S there. We went to Huckleberry Wood, and you can walk a pig.
Is that... How does that work? Is the pig happy?
Oh, the pigs are so happy, so happy. The people who ran it were amazing. And basically, my youngest sister-in-law is called Daisy, and she's a pig fanatic. Like, she won't eat pork, won't have any kind of, like, leather products that are made from pig skin. Like, just loves pigs.
So she wouldn't do it unless it was fully ethical.
Yeah, so we went, and Daisy walked a pig. And there was two donkeys, miniature donkeys. They were amazing. Duke and Wizard.
What? Brilliant names.
There was ducks, there was chickens. What else was there? Yeah, I actually think that was it. But June loved it.
I bet. Oh, was it her first encounter with a...
With live animals, apart from dogs. But basically what happens is when you walk a pig, you're not really walking the pig. The pig walks you, because at no point can you put any pressure.
Oh, yeah,
naturally. You know, you have to, like, let the pig go. Honestly, they were so happy, and the people that ran it were lovely. And the animals were, I wouldn't say it. I was a bit kind of reluctant to say it, but after I went, they were just the happiest pigs you've ever seen. And apparently pigs are quite clean animals. Then they're not massive fans of being dirty.
Oh, wow.
I learned a lot.
Debunk the myth.
Yeah.
Debunk the myth.
Yeah, because then I was like, well, but why? Like, I think it's because they're, like, snuffling. So they're, like, snuffle up all the grass, and then it becomes muddy.
I know. So. It's a real, like, negative thing, isn't it? But are you pig?
Yeah, but pigs actually like to be clean, so...
when you just have a bath, I'll be like, oh, you pig.
You're as clean as a pig. So, yeah, that was just one of the things that I've been up to this week. She really thinks that's funny. I love how hard you laugh at your own jokes.
It's not something I'm proud of.
What about you?
What have I done this week? Well, I was in Paris.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Bloody hell. The night after the Cosmo Awards, where we weren't even drinking, well, the 1.5 glasses of champagne, but it was just such lack of sleep.
It really was. So we got up the next morning at about 6:30.
I eventually got up at 7:15.
And then we had to escort you out of the front door. We were like, Charlotte, we're leaving.
I actually cried when I got home. I was so tired.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm so sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault. You know when you're unreasonably tired?
Oh, my God. You are quite quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel awful. No,
I got home and there was no bread and I just wanted some toast. I'd cried and then went to bed for a 2.5 hour nap.
I promise all sleepovers at my house are not like that.
We'll get back to Paris, but that's what I've been doing a lot of this week. Napping. Ooh. Yeah, I have had 2 2.5 hour naps. Ooh. And one night I went to bed at 8:00.
Did you feel better for it?
I felt reborn.
Oh, so you can highly recommend
sleep. Yeah, definitely. I know last week we were talking a bit about the art of doing nothing, but the art of napping.
Ooh.
And the breathing really helped. So, you know, the breathing that we talked about last week.
And hypnobirthing.
My sister-in-law, I just talk about family all the time, my other sister-in-law, she works, she's a paramedic in training, and she said the breathing actually lowers the heart rate, so that's why that works.
Ooh.
So that's why it's good for getting to sleep. So.
I said forgetting to sleep, and I was like, that is not something I'll be doing anytime soon.
But sorry to interject, back to Paris. How was it? Because that was the good weather, wasn't it?
It was glorious. We were there for 3 days, Friday to Sunday, and oh, there's one restaurant we went to, and I will always recommend it. And I haven't recommended it yet on here, so I'm going to say it, but it's a restaurant called Popolare. Popolare. That's not the words, but it is. Charlotte's like, what has happened?
I'm so confused.
It is amazing. It's an incredible
Italian. Oh, yeah, she loves the Italian.
Oh, do I just. Anyway, they do the best spaghetti I've probably ever had. And it was just amazing. We just mooched around Paris.
I felt like you did a lot of meandering.
It was really nice because often when I go, there's like quite a big itinerary. Or there's lots of things we need to get done. And it was just like, hey, let's just go here. Let's just walk there. And it was really lovely, and it was very quite relaxing actually, despite being like more of a work-based trip. It was lovely. We got back, and yeah, I've been catching up with things since, which has been rather nice.
From watching it through social media, Instagram, I don't know why I would say social media, like your gram, but it kind of came across like it was just a really relaxed trip.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we're both pretty chilled with things, like, although I think... But even though I'm a vlogger or an Instagram, you do kind of think it's all like, stop, drop and take 20 photos. But it was very chilled.
Tell me about the hotel you stayed at, because that looked divine.
I feel actually that you might have introduced me to this hotel.
Well, they sent me an email really early on when they opened. I don't know why I was on their fancy mailing list. And I just shared it. I've never been. It just looked nice.
It was gorgeous. And it's called Hotel... I feel like I'm not great with accents. Hotel de Grand Boulevard. I feel like it's best said like Alex Turner, like Grand Boulevard.
Hotel de Grand Boulevard.
It sounds best like that, I think. That or in a French accent. But absolutely gorgeous. Very good location. I think it's about 2 streets away from the Hoxton. So
is it? That is a good location.
You've got like a great selection.
She says she's been to Paris once. Well, twice if you count the day that I spent there when I was 16.
I can't believe that. I feel like you're a seasoned...
This is what people think about me, and they would be wrong.
You had us all fooled.
Yeah, no, I've only been to Paris twice. Yeah, I've got a lot of Paris to see.
Oh, well, you'd love this hotel. And we enjoyed talking about it, because we looked on the website, and it's a 3-star hotel, I think.
Really?
But this is where the star system is flawed, because I was like, it was gorgeous. The interiors had dressing gowns, slippers.
Oh, I love
like,
a hotel
gorgeous mini amenities.
I did like your mini amenities.
Oh,
they came
gorgeous.
In a nice cloth bag, didn't they?
Oh, I left the cloth bag there. I don't know
you're
why.
Joking. I was thinking about that in the shower, and I was thinking, how much does that cost them to produce, and do they add that onto the room within their rates?
Well, I was thinking I thought I could reuse it, but hopefully it will get reused. But I took the pencil though.
Yeah, I've seen
saw.
The pencil. I like that pencil a lot.
But yeah, it was gorgeous. What is the other story you did have to share?
Oh, it wasn't that interesting. It was just that I went to the Italian too.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, not that one. No, I just went to an Italian.
Oh, wow.
When you said the word spaghetti, I was like, hang on, I went to an Italian. It was on the Friday night. It was me and all the mums from my WhatsApp group, and we'd had it in the diary for ages. And the thing is, you have to get it in the shared diary, because you know, the dads do the babysitting, or, you know, the grandparents or whoever.
Or the dads just do the dadding.
Well, I hate that term. The dads just do the dadding. I thought I wasn't going to be able to go because I was so tired. But after my tour, and I was just a bit of a diva that day, just like the world's best mum or girlfriend.
Apparently.
I took a 2.5 hour nap and then I went out for dinner.
Well, once in a while, don't hurt anyone.
It was fine. I feel like maybe I owe Jack for that one. Maybe, I don't know.
You need to go on a lad's night out now.
Yeah. So I think it's time for Telly Talk. What have you been watching this week?
No, I've not watched too much, but there is one programme that I absolutely love that is back, and that is Travel Man.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm really annoyed.
Have you missed it? Yeah. There's two episodes. One I've missed.
Where's he been?
Where did he go last week? He went to Oslo this week.
Did he?
And it looked amazing. I love him so much. So, that actually, if you haven't watched it, me just saying him and... There's not a lot of context, but basically it's Richard Ayoade and he travels to different places for a weekend with a comedian guest, and they do it within a budget normally, and they document it, and it's just the best way to fill half an hour, I'd say.
I wish it was longer. I really wish it was longer.
Yeah, it's over so quickly.
Oh, I'm really... See, again, what is it on Channel 4?
It's Channel 4. Goodness. There is something else that I've seen... But I saw it, this is quite criminal, I saw it by way of Gogglebox, which is obviously Channel 4, and it was, is it Marcella or Marcella? I think it's like a crimey, detective-y thing.
Oh, I don't know, this is where you lose me, crime detective, I get too tense.
Do you know what? I only saw what they showed on Gogglebox, and I couldn't watch, but it looked so gripping that I'm almost tempted to start it. So if anyone has watched it, and... doesn't think it'll be too scary for a real wimp, let me know. But I do like things. I really liked Happy Valley, and I really enjoyed... what was the other one that I watched that was quite similar to Happy Valley? I can't think. I've drawn a blank, but that kind of detective police Saran Jones programme, love.
There's a certain type of TV crime drama.
Dr. Foster.
I just watched that through Gogglebox, because the problem was with Gogglebox, they kind of gave so much away that by the time you got round to watching it, you were like, well, I know what's happened now.
Yeah, you're just like, sing a new song. It's good though.
But yeah, there's a certain crime that I can deal with. It just depends what the crime is, I think. If it's too dark, I can't really watch it.
Yeah, this did look quite dark to the point where I was a bit like, oh... But I'm glad I forgot about it by the time it was time to go to bed, put it that way.
Let's go back to Travel Man. What did he do in Oslo? Because I've been to Oslo. I actually, just dropping this in there, me and my friend drove to Norway once.
I remember that.
I talk about it a lot. It was 2,000 miles round trip. Or was it 2,000? Yeah, no, 2,000 miles round trip. And our friend lived in Oslo, but we weren't there for long enough, because my friend in Norway, you can wild camp, so you can camp anywhere, and my friend, it was the one thing she wanted to do. Personally, I could not think of anything worse.
It sounds pretty full on, actually.
Yeah, I'd like to be in a designated camping zone with designated shower blocks, with designated security. It's just not for me. It's too free. So we went to Oslo, but it was only for the night, and all I remember eating was that really funny brown kind of sweet cheese. Yeah, what's he getting up to in Norway?
So he did a bit of skiing, and he was with Faye Ripley, and it was absolutely...
Is she the one from Cold Feet? I mean, I know she's done other things.
So funny, and she's just like me on the slopes. She's not for her.
Who was having this discussion with recently? Skiing is not for me.
I feel like just, it is not my idea of fun. I did it and I enjoyed it, but I'm just not outdoorsy.
And pro-ski, absolutely get on board with that.
Yeah, before ski, after ski, just during ski is not my thing.
Yeah, I would be on the children's slopes and there'd be 5-year-olds doing rings
around
me.
But that's the thing, that's what I was doing.
Well, at least you got on there.
At least you tried.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've missed the skiing bug. If anybody would like to send us skiing for a hilarious content, actually don't.
Opportunity, don't do it.
I don't think it would be very good.
It will be declined, politely. I've been absolutely loving that. What have you been watching?
Not a lot. I keep refreshing Channel 4. 4OD to see if there's another episode of First Dates, and I've been so eager there's not another one on till tonight.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm so, because I missed the first one, like, I'm just like, give me another episode, but it's not time. And then I've just been watching Escape to the Chateau DIY, which I talked about last week. I said, I don't want to set my stall out too early. And I was wrong. It's a really good programme. It's just the title is confusing because it kind of makes you think they're going to be doing DIY, but they go around all these other chateau owners.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just kind of want a chateau now. I think we should get one.
Hmm.
I'm thinking about it. But I've been trying to do a bit more reading this week.
Oh.
So I've actually read... Well, I haven't read the whole book, but I've read a book that has been on my pile for a long time, which is Lavinia Greenlaw, The Importance of Music for Girls.
Ooh.
And the, I literally judged the book by the cover.
And what is the inside like as well? Although I do love a nice cover, I must say.
I mean, it was a bit shallow of me, and I've had it for over a year.
I feel like this with, I don't know if I should say, because it's probably going to be quite unpopular, I felt like this with a couple of Ali Smith's books. Not totally my style of writing, but the covers are beautiful. I did pick one of them up and I was like, as a book, I'm not loving it. But
does it look nice on your shelf?
Yes.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yes, it does.
That's okay.
But yeah, back to your book.
So basically, it's just all the different songs that have kind of resonated with her through different periods. So when she was a child, when she was a teenager, coming of age, the first time she fell in love, all these different things and all these different songs. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking, as in it won't rock your world, but I just really liked it. I really connected with it.
The best books are the ones you just connect with.
Yeah, definitely. So that brings me to a question.
Ooh.
I feel a bit like Cilla Black. If you had to pick three songs, or tell me about three songs that you can kind of takes you back to a really clear period of time in your life.
You did actually prep me for this.
I prepped you because I thought if I do it now, that's just, well, there's just going to be dead noise on air.
But saying that, I do have a Desert Island Discs playlist on my Spotify.
Do you?
Yeah, just so when I hear songs that kind of remind me of the time, I can save them.
Just in case you get invited on Desert Island Discs.
This is it. You have to prepare for these things. You know.
They must be scraping the barrel for guests.
Because
they've done so many now. You must be close.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So I did have a think. The first one would be In My Life by the Beatles.
Okay, good.
And that goes two reasons for that song. And the first is it reminds me of moving up to Liverpool to study.
Oh, yeah.
For the reason that when I first went up with my parents, we went into Build-A-Bear. And in the particular Build-A-Bear, you could build a teddy bear and you could do one of the Beatles and you could put a song inside it. So when you squeezed its paw, it would sing. And my dad got my mum one and it sang the first line of "There are places I remember." And then, so that, he played it all weekend.
So much to say about what you just said. I have never been into a Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, and then it lives still on my parents' bed.
So does it look specifically like one of the Beatles, or is it more generic?
No, kind it just of... looks like a teddy bear. I used to wear one of the grey suits.
So does it have a wig?
No, it just had a Beatles suit on.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest.
Yeah, its name's Cuddles, so it's just... but... But every morning when I lived at home, I would be woken up to the sound of this bear, its slightly muffled singing of "There are places I remember."
What? Because your dad pressed it?
Yeah,
I knew it was your dad. You know, yeah. I knew it was Daryl.
It would be Daryl. But it reminds me of being at home and my family and moving to Liverpool. And
it's a good song.
And it's a great song as well. So I really love that. The next song is, I've got a little list, so I'm going to have to keep, there's only three, so there's four actually, is Bjork's Oh So Quiet. Which throws me back to when I was really little. And this is more of a memory that, I do remember it, but it's something that people, like my nan and granddad and my was like, I used to love Bjork, that one song.
You were a cool kid.
And my nan would play it. And that and Tupac.
Such an eclectic child
and
of playlist.
And I'd walk around going, shh, shh. And then
I imagine a lot of people wanted to do that back to you.
Yeah, I loved it. So I really loved those two songs. But there's one more that I'm going to mention. And that is The Time Has Come Again by The Last Shadow Puppets. That is because on mine and Joe's second date, so he was at our house, my family house, and we just watched, this sounds like a really pretentious story, but we just watched Jules Holland, and my dad's got a guitar, and Joe played it to me.
Oh, I've gone warm and squishy inside.
And yeah, he played, and it's the first, like, few chords of it.
Aww.
Like do 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 do, and it always reminds me of then, and the words are really lovely. And actually it reminds me of when I was at sick form as well. Or no, was it year 11 when I had to do a creative writing GCSE, because there were a few Last Shadow Puppets lyrics I might have lifted for an essay, which so, sorry, who?
Well, Turnitin didn't exist then.
Well, that's it.
That's that system. I don't know if you know, if familiar with this. I don't really know where I started, but all university writing has to go through this system called Turnitin, and it can scan the database of like all universities everywhere of like essays from years gone by when they invented this system. So you, that would not have flown.
I thought you meant Turnitin, as in it could pick out Alex Turner lyrics and then tell you off if you do.
That is a much better thing. So, oh my god, that is so funny.
She's lifted some Turner lyrics. So yeah, there is another song.
Oh, go on.
It's Wetsuit by The Vaccines, which was more when I first started going to lots of festivals, and they released a video for the song, a fan video, and we were in it on like Shoulders at Reading, and it's just a really good summer tune.
Nice.
So yeah, what are your songs?
Well, I selected three. Four.
Well,
I mean,
we clearly
think this is Desert Island Discs. So the first one is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Because I remember, I must have been about four, maybe I was a little bit older, maybe not, who knows. But I used to go and use the sound system, and it was the CDs. And remember when, you know, the covers had the words on the inside, and she used to sit with, like, literally the CD player right in front of my face and just sing the song. With the lyrics.
It's the first few beats as well, isn't it? There's like, boop, oh, I can't.
And it's such a happy song. Like, I put it on now when I'm feeling a bit sad.
Woo! Did.
Sorry, I had a throat gargle then.
Oh, I love that I just sang over it.
Yeah, just carry on. So Whitney Houston. And then this is a bit of a weird one. Well, the song's not weird, but the situation is a bit weird. And it's Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. And it reminds me of when we were 16, my parents went on holiday during our GCSEs, a little bit irresponsible. And then my best friend's parents did as well. Or maybe it was actually more after our GCSEs. And basically, we just had a bit of a party. I mean, sorry if you're listening, my best friend's mum, because we denied it. We denied a lot of it. And we, after the party, got our duvets and wore them like capes. And basically, we discovered Queen's Greatest Hits on vinyl. And we used to play her dad's vinyl. And we used to run around the garden with duvets over our shoulders as capes.
As so, Freddie Mercury would have wished.
Yeah, exactly. As Freddie would have wanted. And then the other song is Rock and Roll Star by Oasis. This reminds me so specifically of when I had a lemon bedroom, and remember paint techniques. So changing rooms, and we did some dragging effect on wood. So it was like the lemon and the white, and you could. Ooh. Do you remember yeah. that in the 90s? Oh, a lot of paint effects. And I borrowed Oasis's first album off my brother, who was 10 years older than me, but I didn't ask permission.
Who was 10 years older than me?
He still is 10
he
years
remains
old.
10 yeah. years older than
me. And I didn't ask permission. And the end of Rock and Roll Star, you know, it's a bit like, rock and roll. I'm not going to do it. It's a horrible. And I was like, oh no, I've scratched the CD. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I thought, because, well, I just thought I was dead meat, basically, as it was called back then.
Wow.
So that takes me specifically back to when I used to get my CD player out the cupboard and put that on. And then my fourth, because you did four.
Yeah.
It's more an album, and it's was it Free's Greatest Hits? But it's when me and Jack first met.
Aww.
We listened to a lot of Free. So, so that's it, really. But it's amazing. People say smell takes you right back, but I think music is right up there.
Music takes me back more than anything.
Yeah.
I could listen to so many songs, and I'm like, I remember the last time I heard that, where I was, who I was with, what I was doing. It's so powerful.
It is so powerful. So that's why I really enjoyed that book, because I haven't finished it. I've got the attention span of a gnat. But I just really enjoyed listening to like some of hers, and then I started thinking about mine.
This will be really nice to share, actually, on the Facebook group. Again, always mentioning it. But I think it'd be quite nice to share, or like do a whole episode dedicated. I feel like we could just go on and on.
Yeah, definitely.
But I love that. I'm definitely going to have to pick that up.
Yeah, so it was quite good. I'm going to maybe challenge myself next week to watch less TV. Well, we're also coming into that period, you know, winter is that not hard-hitting TV, but, you know, there's so much TV.
Short days, you want to get in, you want to cuddle up on the sofa and pop the telly on.
Yeah.
Whereas summer, you're just like, oh, I'll open the window, I'll sit by it with a book.
Yes, and maybe we might have to, you know, do telly talk slash what you've been reading or slash, I don't know.
What activity you've partaken in that isn't in one of the box?
I don't know why tennis. I've just played tennis once.
Pig walking. Shall we move on to shopping?
What have you been purchasing? Did you get any nice bits in France?
Oh, did I? That is a good question. I bought a book.
Just one?
One book. It is all in French, but it was an Instagram account I actually discovered when I was in Paris, and we came across a pop-up. And they're called the Socialite Family, and there's a beautiful interiors account, and we came across their pop-up in the Marais, and yeah, they've got a gorgeous, gorgeous home book, so I bought that. I also have a wedding this weekend, and I went into a bit of a panic mode.
Yeah, I got the text.
Yeah, I just didn't know what to wear, and I did order a few dresses. There's three options. They will be going back, well, two of will be going back.
Will they actually, though?
Yes, they will.
Okay, she looks quite serious about this.
I'm very serious. And I actually went on to Ghost.
Yes, I really like
Ghost.
They've
got some gorgeous things at the moment.
So, and I forget about them.
Yeah, because I feel like they're primarily known for silky occasion wear dresses, bridesmaid dresses, which are absolutely stunning. But they've got some really nice, more like day occasion dresses, which are more midi length, floral. And yeah, they're just really cool stuff. So I actually picked up a couple of their dresses. I say picked up; they're not cheap. But
I don't think they're extortionately
quality
price. Yeah,
I think
we're really stumbled then.
£95 to £150. So it is higher end of the budget for a dress, but the quality is incredible, and they're really great wedding guest party dresses if you want to spend a little bit more. So I love that, and yeah, that is pretty much what I've been quite, I mean, I say controlled, that's a lot for a week, and yeah, something will be going back, hopefully they'll both not fit.
So did you order them all from Ghost?
Well, I ordered two from Ghost, and I also ordered another dress, but we'll not talk about that, otherwise it's a bit excessive.
But two you promised me are going back.
Two, I promise you, will be going back, because if they don't, then Joe and I will literally be having to eat the herbs in our garden all of next month.
The sage,
just sprinkle, just sage with milk, sage with
Yeah, Christy sage, yeah, there it all is.
Lovely. Also, I did go to the Bowdoin Press Day, and normally I wouldn't share things you can't buy here and now, because that's a little bit annoying, but I did see another corduroy suit.
I was so... not upset, that's a bit of a strong word, but I couldn't go, and the pictures that you were sharing, I was getting such FOMO.
Oh my god, so it's like, all I can compare it to is the Isabel Morant, like, pink cord, like, a kind of burnt blush. And
burnt blush, I like
the
that.
The only thing, the trousers aren't kick flare, they're kind of more straight, but it's just the most gorgeous colour, and I know, come winter, or actually, I wish, if it was available now, I'd buy it. It's absolutely heavenly, and they've got some real delights coming.
I saw a velvet midi that I was very interested in.
Oh,
red.
So yeah, oh yeah, they've got that. They've got like two velvet suits. They've got a mustard and a burgundy.
I feel like Bowdoin is going from strength to strength. I had a swimsuit from there that I got for this trip, and they're amazing. They're swimsuits. Like, you have to do a bit of a wrestle to get in, but once they're on, they're just holding you in. And as a woman whose things are going a little bit south after pregnancy and baby rearing, I love them.
It is so good. I actually said when I was there, I did my best fashion voice, and I was like, you guys just get better and better every season. And it's
the
true.
Lip stamp of approval.
It's so true. But yeah, stay tuned, because this winter we're all going to be the best dressed we've ever been.
Cord suits. You can wear that one, and I'll wear my lemon one. Well, by that point, I won't want to wear my lemon one. I want to wear the burnt rose. Burnt, what are we calling that? Burnt blush.
Yeah, that's it.
I haven't actually done a lot of shopping this week, after last week, which, quite frankly, was quite a lot.
Out of control.
Yeah, so this week, I have not been shopping. I'm saving. That is what I'm doing. I also went to a press day. I went to the Rainbow Wave.
Ooh,
and I saw that... I asked how to pronounce it, Loffler Randall shoes. They have got, to go with said cord suit, you could team that with a velvet mule.
Oh, stop.
They came in jewel colours. They were amazing. So I'm saving up for a pair of their shoes. They're not outrageous, as in they're not over £400. I think the shoes that I want are about £230. So that they're a little savvy kind of
Yeah, they're savvy
purchase.
Shoes.
Yeah.
But
they're not the ones I want. The ones that I want are a red mule. And on the front, they have an exaggerated ruffle with a scalloped navy and pink baby pink trim.
These. Yeah. I do really want a pair of sandals. You've really enabled me.
Sorry.
And I do
that
really
is my
want
job.
A pair of their shoes. I know.
The other thing that I am saving for, at the beginning of May, House of Hackney and Other Stories are doing a collaboration.
Oh, I just don't. I can't wait.
I'm hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. The thing is, House of Hackney is amazing. The few bits that I've got have either been their entry-level price points, like the tea towel, the mug,
yeah,
the oven glove. I've exhausted all of those options, the wash bag. And then the other bits that I've got have been from queuing at sample sales, so cushions, lampshades. And for anybody who doesn't know House of Hackney, I would say, what is it? More is more. Lots of vibrant
lots
prints.
Lots of prints, lots of palm, lots of green.
It's very decadent.
It's, yeah, delicious homeware.
Pineapple lamps. So the And Other Stories collection I'm really excited about, because I think House of Hackney sizing, quite frankly, can be a little bit on the tight side.
Yeah.
And they often only go up to a 12, which I think is a little bit outrageous. So And Other Stories, I know their fits and also their price points will be cheaper. So I cannot wait. And Insider Knowledge said that it's quite an extensive range and apparently there's shoes.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
You just put it out there.
Yeah, so I'm saving this week. Basically, I'm broke from last week and can't afford anything.
A girl can dream, as a famous proverb once said.
Who said that?
I don't know, just a girl can dream.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So this week, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to do more of a discussion.
Which I think is a good idea, because we've had so many big, juicy topics, and there are a couple of topics you really wanted to delve into, but we've had a really extensive natter already. We've talked about music, Desert Island Discs, so we were like, let's just have a little bit of a discussion, because you ignited this.
I was going to say, I was on a train. I feel like all my stories start with, I was on a train.
Maybe that should have been the name of the podcast.
I was on a train.
But yeah, this week we're going to do something slightly different, just to mix it up, just to surprise everyone every now and again.
Ta-da!
But I'm really excited about this, because I think it's something everyone can relate to.
Well, I think it's really interesting. So I was on a train, actually not going to your house, for a first, but I was on on a train to London yesterday, and it was about 7:15, it was very early in the morning, and my eye glanced, a young gentleman came on the train, and in my line of vision was his kind of crotch area, and his fly was undone, and I, quick snap decision, I just said, oh, you know, excuse me, obviously I wasn't looking. I didn't say obviously, but, you know, just...
Obviously, you don't want to overcompensate.
Well, I said, you know, I wasn't looking, but just to let you know, your fly is undone. And he said, thank you, cheers, I really appreciate that. And then zipped his fly up and then off he went.
What a perfect exchange.
Yeah, it really was. But then it got me to thinking, I had an hour and a half train journey, so I went to Instagram stories, like, you know, any good...
Which made me wonder.
And I said, I just told a younger gentleman that his fly was undone. I really felt like a mother then. I always tell people when they have food in their teeth, have zips undone, things on inside out. Do you? So my two poll options were always and I didn't. What do you think the results were, percentage-wise, on that?
I haven't actually seen the results, but I'm going to say the majority lent with I daren't.
It was 53% said always, and 47% said I daren't.
Wow. Okay, pretty even split then.
But I was quite shocked. I was expecting like 90% of people to say that they would.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the idea of it, but I think it's that worry of like embarrassing someone. But then either way they're going to be embarrassed, you think? They'd rather know from someone like they know or like they don't know than go home and be like, wow, I've had some like this all day.
So then I took to Instagram stories and then asked the question, would you want to be told politely in brackets if it was you? And the results were 91% said yes, they would want to be told, and 9% said they'd rather live in denial.
So technically, we don't tell, but we would like to be told.
Yeah. So then I also said, you know, just to define the parameters, this includes loo roll on shoes, stray bogies, anything around the nose area, and dresses tucked in pants, just to like really clarify. And then that's when the messages started. Oh, how they started.
Knickers in pants, absolutely every day of the week I would tell someone.
I think loo roll on shoes, definitely.
A bogey, I would tread cautiously, especially if it was someone, I don't know, if it was a stranger, I wouldn't, because I feel like, why am I looking up their nose? Like, you've got to have a real inspection. If it was someone I knew, like, well, or even have met a few times, I'd probably, like, make a little joke about it. But if it was someone I was either meeting for work, I probably wouldn't.
That's a tricky one, actually. If it was a train situation, you know, I wouldn't say, excuse me, you've got a bat in the cave.
Yeah.
But I guess visible ones, like bigger visible ones.
What if it was literally hanging?
I know, I was just about to pose that question.
Like a little dripping tap. I feel like you could just offer someone a tissue and be like, it looks like you're about to have a sitch. Abort!
I have only ever approached somebody once about, you know, inside out clothing, tags, toilet roll on their shoes. I've only ever approached somebody once and she wasn't annoyed, but, you know, she was kind of, she knew. And she had her tag out on her cardigan. And I think
she's wearing it with pride.
Well, three people had told her, but she said that it itched her.
Well, take it off then.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if the cardigan was new and she'd only just... And again, it was on a train platform.
That is tricky, isn't it? Because you're like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and I think she was a little bit frustrated because I was the third person to have told her. But somebody made the point, which I quite liked, and they said it's all in the delivery.
Oh, 100%.
So the politeness thing is really key.
I feel like I'd have to approach it with a big apology. Like, I'm
we're
so
British,
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I don't want to embarrass you, but, you know, like...
She's rubbing her teeth. I really hope that comes
across. I hope you picked up the squeak there. But like, I think if you approach it in that way, in a non-controversial or non-like confrontational way, I think it could be a nice little bonding point.
Yeah, and maybe that's our approach to make friends. Going back to the friendship episode of series one, just kind of go around looking for people that you might want to be friends with and hope that they have their cardigan on
and hope they are experiencing a minor embarrassing situation. So then it puts you on the confidence on top of them in the confidence hierarchy. So they are vulnerable.
Is that how you make friends?
I grab people when they're vulnerable. No.
Somebody said, because I thought it was quite interesting that, you know, quite a lot of people wouldn't say, and somebody said, it's a confidence thing for me. They tried to avoid confrontation in all forms. If it was a friend, they would say something, but general public, no. And that was interesting because I hadn't actually thought of it from that point of view.
No, it's very true. Like, I feel like no one ever wants to be made to feel publicly embarrassed or like silly, and I think it is for a split second making someone feel a bit daft.
Yeah, and I guess if you know you are quite an anxious person, or, you know, confidence in speaking to strangers, you know, that isn't your strong point, you know, I guess you could think of all the different scenarios that could happen, you know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've been in situations where I've been with someone who's had a bit of lipstick on their teeth, and looking back, I think, God, I should have said, I feel really guilty. But it's that thing where you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to say, like, I don't know how to start. It's like, I don't look like I've been just staring at this for ages. And
I think that's the difficulty. If you don't say it straight away, or, you know, if you're 10 minutes in a conversation,
it's like, well, you would have seen my teeth 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, so why didn't you say then?
But it is, like, it's so tricky. Whereas I love when people say it, because I'm like, thank you. Because I get lipstick on my chin, I get it on between my eyebrows. It's an art.
But then somebody else already said, and also said, all right, the stray bogies and the dressing pants, maybe, but she loathes it when people tell them mid-conversation the label's sticking out or there's a thread in her hair.
Oh, things like that, I think, are really, like, it's not life change. I mean, if something was stuck in my pants,
well,
100%, I would, oh.
Well, it could be more irritating. Like me, I'm quite a tidy OCD verging. Well, not quite OCD, but, you know, I do like things a certain way. So I guess it's more problematic for me if somebody had a thread hanging in their hair. I'd be the one having a little bit of a twitch going, that's driving me mad, that's driving me mad.
But maybe that's more on you.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just going round doing things for me rather than other people.
Whereas I do think, like, having your dress tucked into your knickers, that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I think...
No pun intended.
Somebody messaged me and said they walked around for 20 minutes.
Oh my God, I would go home. I'd just go...
For how many days?
Oh, all of the days. The rest of my life. I would just... Oh, I mean, it happens to everyone.
I do check, because I think once it's happened to you a couple of times...
Oh, you get very sensitive to it.
Yeah, you have to.
The second you feel
check.
A bit of a breeze, you're like slapping the behind, like, quick, anything?
Especially, you know, as we're approaching warmer weather.
Oh, yeah, it's going to start happening more and more. Keep your eyes out, guys.
Keep your eyes
out. Be savvy on the streets.
Peeled for the fringe of it listeners with dresses tucked in their pants.
Maybe this is what we need badges for.
Yeah, I think it's time for the badges. And then when you see a fringe of it badge, you know, first of all, that
you're
person's
on safe
up,
ground.
Yeah, up for some chat. And also if they do have, you know, a bogey.
Oh my God, that's a really good idea. It's like wearing a fringe of it badge just says, talk to me.
It's like Miracle of 34th Street when they all had the I Believe badges for Father Christmas.
Oh my goodness. We've just gone on to a brilliant idea here. This has nothing to do with the topic, but brilliant. Sorted. Community is built.
So I would like to know more from you guys. What would you do in that situation? Because when I was chatting about it on Instagram, you know, I was filling my train journey. It was entertaining me. But then I feel like I got into some kind of moral issues, you know. Do you approach people? I do. I approach people all the time.
But I feel like you're so approachable. And, like, you've got a really nice demeanour about you. And you're very, like,
you have
warm.
To. First of all, the Northern accent helps.
Yeah, massive. Maybe put on your best Northern accent and then address it. Or an Irish accent, because I feel like they're two accents that people warm to.
Yeah, it disarms people instantly. You have to approach with a smile. What is tricky? I saw, kind of on the same lines, but I saw somebody drop £5 the other day, and a lady dropped £5, a gentleman picked it up and then ran after her to give it back. But I know when that's happened to me, I don't drop fivers, I can't think what I have dropped. And then somebody taps me on the shoulder from behind, especially in a big city, you feel very vulnerable.
Oh yeah,
you feel I instantly
get really like, whoop!
So I think kind of like a side approach if you can, or like get in front of them almost.
Yeah, and just turn around and be like, oh, I'm so sorry to bother you.
Yeah, got to have a smile.
Yeah, or like, and to look like you're about to say like something nice and then break the news.
You've won £500 and your dress is in your pants.
You are live on This Morning and we're really joking. You've got your pants in your knickers. The other way around, pants in your knickers.
Pants in your knickers. I mean, that's a different... I don't know what that is for Superman. So do you ever see things and not approach people?
I have, and I mean not on that scale. I can definitely think of a couple of instances with lipstick, which I look back now and I do feel an overriding sense of guilt.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean, and I kind of made a decision that I was going to tell people because I've left it a couple of times and felt horrible. So now if someone does have something in their teeth or lipstick, I just go for it straight away as discreetly as possible because, and that they've always been like grateful because nobody wants to be that person.
One situation I can think of is I was with someone having a meeting and they had lipstick on their teeth. We were so far into conversation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And at the end, I think she looked in the mirror just to like check before she left. And she was like, oh my God, I've got lipstick on my teeth. She was like, oh God, I wish I'd known. Did you see that? And I was just like,
oh no, God.
And I was like, I did, but I was just worried. And then I didn't say that. I just kind of went, oh no, I didn't. And
then you lied.
Because I was panicking and I was like, I did, but I didn't want to embarrass you. And then it was a horrible thing. And I left and I felt really guilty and really like quite nasty. And I was just like, I should have said way longer. I mean, luckily, it was just the two of us. And it was dealt with before...
It was dealt with.
Before we like emerged into the greater world. But I did feel, like, really guilty. And that's why I was kind of like, no, from now on, I'm going to say, because it was a lesson. It was a learning curve for me.
Yeah, that happened to me. I didn't say. And then the person had lipstick on the teeth and was quite mortified when they found out. And then I looked like a bad person.
And that's it. And no one likes to feel like a bad person either.
Absolutely.
No one likes to feel like they're in the wrong.
It's a moral battlefield. I opened a can of worms on the train yesterday morning.
Mm.
I say yesterday, we had a break between one of the segments. We actually had a 7-hour sleep. We weren't going to tell them that, were we?
No, we weren't. We were just going to try and carry on as if nothing happened.
So if you notice that our voices are a bit gravelly, it's because we've not been up long.
I mean, we just like to just make it feel like a continued chat. We just have this chemistry that continues day to day.
We had a sleepover and, we fell asleep chatting and then we've just kind of woken up chatting, so...
I just can't get rid of me.
No, I really can't. I really can't. So leave your comments in the Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit.
We would love to have you, and we are quickly approaching 1,000 lovely women and men.
One or two men.
Joseph, Joe and Jack.
Oh no, but there is somebody other than Joe and Jack. I think there's three of them.
There's three men in the group. So if you would like to join, please go on over. I think we'd like to, when we hit 1,000, we'd like to do a plan, like announce a little event or something exciting, maybe some badges. So do head over.
We've got a lot of work to do.
We've got a lot of ideas and work to do. But
if you would like to leave a review, if you would like to rate us, that helps other people find the fringe of it, which means more people join the Facebook group.
More
which
people
means,
to chat to.
Yeah, you have more potential for friends.
Rate us and you could make more friends.
Thanks always for listening, for your messages, for your emails.
We're very grateful to have such a lovely little community, so thank you again. We love you a lot.
And we will speak to you next week.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And that is goodbye from me.
And me too. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.